Cotton planters rolling. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
A farmer is an eternal optimist. You know, the day he plants is the best day in the world because he knows he's got a chance to make a good crop.
Third-generation Fayette County farmer Bob Walker says they are approaching completion of the some 3,000 acres of cotton that he and his brother will plant this year, and that's despite the even lower prospects for prices. Statewide, farmers are looking to plant about 235,000 acres. That's up 80,000 acres from last year. The U.S. total upland cotton acreage is estimated at 9.3 million acres. That's up 11% from the previous year. And so far, Walker says they are pretty much on schedule.
We're planting cotton, and we're approaching 70-75% done with that. We haven't started soybeans yet. A few of them in the neighborhood have, but we're concentrating today on getting the cotton in the ground. We've had a little tough time just with damp weather and such trying to do that.
Walker says they dropped off their cotton acreage last year by quite a bit and had much more corn, but now they're back with more cotton and hopeful the weather will cooperate and give good yields.
Well, you know, certainly by the 20th here of May, we would like to be done with cotton. Doesn't look like we will be this time, but I think that we're not. I wouldn't say we're behind at this point, and I think that, you know, we're probably as close to being on par and on schedule with the way things go today as we can get.
And despite that outlook for lower prices, Walker, just like all farmers, somehow remains optimistic that he'll farm another year.
We continue to try to be optimistic and see where it leads, and I think we've got some great opportunities down the road. It's just going to take a little while to mature out.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.